My name is Laurent. I'm 18 years old, and today I'm speaking with Brandon, who is a close friend of mine. And we are recording this in Salt Lake City, Utah. All right, Brandon, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
For the record, we're actually in Murray. But what was I like as a child? I feel like when I was a kid, I was really carefree and just kind of did whatever. Just like had fun. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just like every other kid, I guess. Just really like naive and didn't know much.
Is there anything that you miss from your childhood?
Anything that I miss? My grandparents. Because I moved here when I was like 8, and so they were never really around because they were in Thailand, and so and my cousins too. I didn't really have any like close friends from school because like I lived in like a condo, so no one really knew each other. So most of the kids I hung out with were like my cousins and stuff like that. So,
when'd you move to the States?
I moved here when I was eight years old.
And you came from Thailand, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about what it was like living in Thailand?
What it was like living in Thailand. Well, I grew up in Bangkok, which is like a really busy city. You know, it's really like crowded, and there's like buildings for miles. You can be like, oh, I'm gonna look over the horizon, and all you'd see is just like buildings. So like there was a lot of traffic, it was just super busy. Like I said, I grew up in a condo, so like, you know, everyone kind of kept to themselves.
Is there anything that you miss from like Thailand, like something that you used to see on a daily basis, or just?
Definitely miss the food. You know, there's a lot of food places there. Like, there's literally like, so here's a good example of what I like to give. There'd be like a 7-Eleven, and then a building, and then another 7-Eleven, and then there'd be another 7-Eleven across the street. And it was like that with like a bunch of food places too. So, and like everything is super cheap there too, so like you can always get good food for a good price, I guess.
Is there a favorite food that you wish you had here that you can't get here?
Not really. I mean, even if there's food that you can get here, a lot of Thai cooking, like you gotta know how to cook. So even if there was food that, even if there was food that you can get here, I'd still have to like learn how to cook it. So it's not like, you know, I don't know.
Can you tell me about like one of the most difficult moments in your life?
How do you go from food to this? Most difficult moment in my life? I guess just like I feel like there isn't a difficult moment. It's just trying to figure out who I am and like what I want to do with my life, you know, and how to get there. And just I feel like that's kind of difficult, but you just gotta do it one step at a time, I guess. Moving here was kind of tough, but you know, you're a kid, so I feel like you don't really get the concept of packing up your whole life and moving to a completely different country. But I feel like that was pretty challenging. And like trying to learn English and get used to the culture here and, you know, stuff like that.
How was it? What was the transition like from Thailand to, you know, the States?
It was like flipping a coin. It was kind of crazy because, like, it was super busy. It's super crowded in Thailand, and like, it literally takes an hour plus to get anywhere because of like the traffic and stuff like that. But then I moved here, and it was like, you know, everyone had their own yard, and like all the kids are like out all the time hanging out and like playing soccer on the street and stuff like that. And I feel like compared to Thailand, it's definitely a lot more quiet, but it's not like, you know, the streets are dead, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like a big city.
And when you moved here, who'd you move here with?
It was just me and my mom. When I first came here, it was to visit my aunt that lived here previously. And then I just kind of was like, dude, I kind of want to stay here, you know? So me and my mom just ended up moving here.
And are you and your mom close now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're really close. I try to tell her everything, but there's some things you just got to kind of figure out for yourself. But I feel like I can always go to her with a problem and she'll help me fix it, you know?
Yeah. And of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
My grandpa, because, so this is my grandpa from my dad's side. And so just a little backstory, on my dad's side, my dad has two brothers, and they all have kids and stuff like that, and I'm the youngest out of all the cousins. And so I was my grandpa's favorite. I mean, I don't like to say that, but everyone tells me that. So, I miss my grandpa a lot because, like I said, people say, like, I'm his favorite, and he would always, like, want to hang out with me and spend time with me. But when I moved here, he passed away, and it sucks because, you know, I was a kid back then, you know, so I don't really remember a lot of things. And like most of the things I remember about him is just from people telling me. So I just wish that, you know, as like a grown up now, I wish I would have had time to spend with him and, you know, remember stuff.
Is there anything specific that, you know, you miss about him that you can remember?
He'd always take me, like, so in Thailand, he lives in, like, it's kind of like the out of the city, you know, so it's kind of like, I guess you could say it's kind of like the farm area, but it's not really like a farm, you know, it's just a bunch of jungle and like a river and stuff like that. And he'd always take me walking around like the river and like stuff like that and just, you know, have fun.
Yeah. So would you say that, you know, your grandfather would have, like, has he influenced your life in any way?
I don't know, because like I said, I don't remember a lot about him. But I feel like he was a pretty good guy, you know, and like he always treated everyone really good. So if there's anything I can take away from him, it's just, you know, treat people kindly, I guess.
Yeah, and if you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, not a celebrity, who would it be?
If I could interview anyone? Anyone.
In your life.
That's not a celebrity. Okay. Probably my grandpa. Because I feel like I wish I got to know him more before I moved here. So, yeah, probably him.
When you moved here, how long did it take you to learn English?
Took me a while because, when I first came here, I didn't like go to school right away because I like didn't really know any English. So what I had to do to learn was pretty much just watch TV and hang out with some of my friends that I still hang out with like now. And I remember what I'd have to do is I'd have to run up to my aunt that already lived here, and I'd have to be like, yo, how do you say this in English? And she'd be like, it's blah, 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 blah. And then I'll like run over to my friend and be like, yo, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll say something back, and then I'll look over at my aunt and be like, okay, what did he just say? And just stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know.
Do you have any regrets from when you were growing up, like when you're younger teenagers?
Yes, I do. I definitely wish I would have paid attention more in school and like not slack off so much. Because like, you know, I feel like when you're a kid and you're like in high school and you're dealing with all these problems, I guess, you tend to not really think about the future. But if there was one thing I could go back and do, is I'd probably pay a lot more attention in school.
Yeah. Would you ever consider going back to school?
Maybe. If I had the money. Or if I found something that I really wanted to do that requires a lot of schooling. I was just never, like, really good at school, you know. I feel like I have a short attention span, so I can never like sit in a class and pay 100% attention to everything, I guess.
I can totally understand that. Are there any funny stories, you know, that you'd like to tell me from, you know, from when you were growing up? About yourself?
Any funny stories?
Yeah, things you remember vividly.
Let me think. I guess we can go back to my grandpa, but in Thailand it used to flood like a lot. And my grandpa's house, it's built in a way where it's like raised off of the ground, so that way when it does flood, it doesn't like completely destroys the house. It just kind of like floods like the bottom level area, and then the house will be like raised up. And it was always fun when that happened because we just play in the water and stuff like that, and like jump from one of the house windows into the water and like mess around and stuff. I don't really have like a specific memory of when I was a kid and I had fun, but I felt like all the times I hung out with my friends and like I was just in the moment and just like having fun, I guess, that was always fun.
If you could have one memory in your life that you could remember forever, what would it be?
One memory that I could have forever. I don't know, dude.
Is there something that you remember that made an impact on you that, you know, that you could possibly never forget?
I don't know, but like, I feel like sometimes people always want to remember the good things, but I think me personally, sometimes you gotta try to remember the bad things too, just so you never forget, like, the struggles, I guess, you've been through, and like how far you've come and how far you've grown and what to not do to cause that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But anyways, is there a goal that you want to achieve in the future? Has there...
I want to open a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant?
A ramen restaurant.
Why ramen?
Because it's like my comfort food, you know? I, like, in Thailand, ramen's really easy to make. You just pop it in the microwave, throw in some hot water, I guess. And so I feel like growing up and, like, really, like, learning how to make real traditional Japanese ramen, it's really good. And, like, I don't know, it's just something about hot soup and noodles that's, like, really comforting to me. So I feel like that's something I wanna do.
What would be unique about your ramen restaurant? I feel like there's a few out there. What about yours would make yours stand out from others?
I feel like maybe the vibe of the whole place, I guess. Cause I wanna, not only do I wanna just make good ramen, but I want people that come into the restaurant, I want them to like have a good time, and like, you know, I want to be unique, I guess. So maybe like the whole vibe of the place, I want it to like stand out.
Do you think that you being Thai would make it different? Would you add like a would you add your culture into it?
Like, maybe it definitely depends on like how I learned to make it, because I know that ramen is like super traditional. So if I try to add too many things from like Thai culture, it might completely change it. But there's maybe like some desserts from Thailand, stuff like that.
Before you wanted to own your own Thai restaurant, was there something that you wanted to be? Was there, like, a dream that you had as a kid growing up?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone's got that, you know, but their life just changes over time. But when I was a kid, I wanted to be an animator and, like, draw cartoons and, like, make cartoons and stuff like that.
Did you grow up drawing a lot?
Yeah, I drew a lot when I was growing up. I definitely feel like when it comes to me, I feel like I'm more creative artistically. You know, I feel like I relate more to music and like art and that category instead of like, you know, math and science and like really getting down and working in an office or something like that.
Do you still draw to this day?
Definitely not as much as I'd like to, but yeah, I try to draw when I can or when I get like inspiration, stuff like that.
What would you say, like, if there was like a genre or category for your drawings, like what would it be? Like, where would it fit in?
Dude, I don't think it'd fit anywhere. I just kind of draw, like, whatever comes to mind. And a lot of things come to mind sometimes. So I wouldn't say there's, like, a category. But, you know, maybe like, pencil drawing? Because I know like, there's art. And when you say art, there's, like, a whole bunch of different... Like, there's, like, painting, there's sculpting... You know, a bunch of stuff like that. But I just like to sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and just sketch some things. You know what I mean?
What kind of sketches do you make? Like, robots, people?
Just whatever my mind can think of. You know?
Yeah. And how would you like to be remembered as a person, like, in the future? Like, if you were ever to pass away, like, how would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? Just... maybe, like... I guess just, like, fun. And, like... I don't know. I always try to help out people that are feeling kind of down. And, like, help them work through their problems. Because I know that it's never fun when you're in a situation where you feel like no one's there to help and no one understands you. So if there's one thing that I guess I want people to remember is that I was always there for them, I guess.
And for that reason, was there a moment where someone, like, was in your life when you needed someone? Like, was there a point where you needed someone in your life and someone was there?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like a lot of my close friends have been there for me when I really needed them. And when I was, like, working through some problems that I didn't know what to do or I felt like I was alone, I felt like 90% of the time I can always hit up one of my friends and, you know, let them know what's going on and they'll always help me out.
And in those situations, was there a time you remember the most where a person did something, like, you know, that you would never forget?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you mind elaborating on that?
Sure. I remember there's this girl I was dating. It's always about a girl, you know. There's this girl I was dating, coming out of high school, and we were dating for about like 2 years, and then we kind of fought and like started just growing apart, and then I wanted to, you know, sit down and talk about, like, what we could do to make it better, I guess, or, like, improve our relationship as, you know, two separate people. But then she went off and did some things with someone that I had been reassured I didn't need to worry about, and so that kind of hurt, you know. And I called up one of my friends and told him what happened, and like in the next 10 minutes he was there for me, you know.
Is there any relationship advice that you'd like to give me, as I'm almost about to leave my teen years?
Relationship advices, I'm all about those. I feel like you can't love someone if you don't love yourself. I feel like that's an important one. Because I feel like, you know, if you're trying to be there for someone and, like, trying to help them out or something like that, but you're not taking care of yourself, it can definitely do more damage to you. And it can definitely leave you worse off than you were before. I don't know. I feel like when it comes to a relationship, you really gotta, like, you really gotta do what makes you happy, and if they're the right person, then in the end, then you guys will be happy, like, together, you know? You can't really have half the relationship be happy and the other half is just, like, not okay, you know what I mean? That never ends well. And I feel like another thing that helps a lot is communication. Like, I know it's kind of hard sometimes to just be able to sit down and open up to someone and, like, really tell them how you feel because you might be worried about how they're going to react or how they're going to feel about it. But you really got to be true to yourself and say what you mean and say what you feel, you know?
Yeah. And as I'm getting close to this, as we're getting close to the end of this interview, is there something...
We're getting close to the end?
Is there anything that you've, you know, that you haven't told me that, you know, you'd like to share with me?
I'm actually from Orion's Belt, if you believe it or not. So, I'm not human.
Right. All right, thanks for interviewing with me, Brandon.
You're welcome.